Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A curfew between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. will apply to 20 million people in France from midnight tonight. The curfew comes into effect in the Île-de-France and in 8 other metropolises. From tomorrow, people living in those areas will be forbidden from leaving their homes from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Exemption will be made for people coming from or going to work, people with medical reasons, anyone getting a train or plane, or who is walking their dog. The necessary paperwork will soon be available on the government website. Without this form, anyone caught outside during those hours will face a €135 fine. In the Pas-de-Calais, Le Touquet is also introducing a curfew to try and anticipate an influx of tourists. The upscale seaside resort is proving especially popular with people living in the Lille metropolis. In the meantime, more than 30,000 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the past 24 hours, according to Public Health France last night. 88 people have died. More than 1,700 people are being treated in intensive care units. The past 6 weeks have also seen a threefold rise in the number of COVID patients who are over 65. The main suspect in the murder of Victorine Dartois was charged and taken to prison yesterday. He is accused of murder preceded by an attempt of rape. The 25-year-old, who was living in Villefontaine, gave a partial confession to strangling Victorine after an argument during a chance meeting. He says there was no sexual motive. On the World Day in the fight against food waste, the public is reminded that each French person throws away 30 kilos of food products per year. This means 3 million tons of food goes into the bin due to the expiration date, although for the most part these products can still be eaten. 51 food companies have signed the Pact on Consumption Dates, launched in early 2020 by the startup Too Good To Go. These companies are committed to making the end dates on packaging more realistic to help France waste less food. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.